We'd jump out at every platform and do kirtan and have big crowds come around us and probably watch. But at this, after we were between Kurukshetra and New Delhi, and Srila Prabhupada requested some rice. So at that time, I looked at him in a puzzled look and said, "Well, we're on the train. I can't. How can I cook rice now?" He said, "But I'd like some hot rice." So I said, "All right, we'll go get some rice." So we both, you know, completely, but had no idea how. So we went to the kitchen, and the first person that we met in the kitchen, I remember he had he was in a pair of shorts. And he had beady stained all in his mouth, and he didn't speak English, and his shorts were all covered in turmeric, and he was didn't look like a person I was going to connect well with. So I was figuring out, you know, what are we going to do on this one? So I'm in India now, not very many days, but new towel, and Guru Maharaj. So somehow I explained to him that we had to have some hot rice for our guru and we had to cook it. Oh, no, 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 not possible. He clearly understood, not possible. We said, yes, 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 hot chavo. So when we found out that that was a definite no-show, we said we had to find the head of the kitchen. So he was in another car.
We were running up and down the train.
We were running up and down the train. Time was a ticking off. So we had to find the man in the blue suit with a little cap, with little steely blue eyes, who didn't want to do this at all. So I remember that this particular, it was on the Punjabi Mail, and I don't know who's written on the Punjabi Mail? Well, it maybe doesn't even work anymore, I don't know, but it is a real old, old train. And I remember that it was, you know, really rattling, you know, how your body rattles all the time. Right? And we were at a door when we were having this conversation with this man, and the door was open, and I was standing with my hand here. So to make it a little emphatic, I said, "You either let me cook rice or I'm going to jump off the train." And I was dead serious. And so he was stunned half to death. Do we have a crazy woman, a crazy white woman on the train? And I said, "I mean it. My Guru Maharaj wants rice now." "Okay, okay, very good. You can cook. No problem, no problem." So Kaushalya and I went into the kitchen, and this was for quantity cooking for a train, and the only pot was one of those horrible paper-thin aluminum pots. And I've just written an article for Back to Godhead about black spots on the bottom of pots. Talk about black spots. There's coal stoves that these people cooked over. So this pot was just, you know, all looked like somebody had taken a ball and hammer to it, you know, and just pounded it. Huge, big pot, big old coal stove, and we had to cook this little amount of rice for Prabhupada. But first we took a long time to clean the pot, right? So we took coal, you know, the ashes and cleaned up to our elbows, and so somehow or another we cooked the rice. Then we had to carry it through the whole train, you know, all the cattle cars, the whole thing, to get to Prabhupada. And here's his two little daughters. And so we got to the door and knocked. And I know those of you that don't know Prabhupada or weren't with Prabhupada, all of you that were with Prabhupada, you know the look when he opened his eyes really wide and he was really excited. You know how that wonderful look when Prabhupada got his eyes. And I remember when we came in with that plate, those eyes just really big. Big smile, you know, like, "What do you have for me there?" You know. We put it down like it was gold. It was for us, it was, you know, a great achievement because we didn't. This was like, I think, one of the first big tasks he gave me in India. You know? It was like climbing Mount Meru or something, or making a life member. You know, it was the first time that you actually did something big under impossible circumstances, which all Sankirtan devotees know about and But this was like our first thing that we did together, I think, as a big service. And then Srila Prabhupada, so then he had his little, you know, fried tiffin thing that we brought with it. But he ate a mountain of rice. A mean, Bengalis, you know how much Bengali mountains of rice are, all of them. This is a mountain of rice, and every morsel, and of course he said, he very lovingly said, oh my goddesses of fortune have brought me this nice rice. So there was, again, the loving reciprocation of him, who knows if he even wanted the rice at the time, maybe he did. But that wonderful expedition that he sent us off in. So these were the nurturing stages where Prabhupada each started to take us, not only in teams. All the people that were in Bombay didn't get to go to Amritsar. Some were sent to Calcutta to do book work. Some were left in Bombay to work. So right from the beginning, he was starting to test the waters on how much each one of us might be able to do and give us little projects. And then sometime drop us in the middle of nowhere and say, do it.